Hello, and good morning, good day, and good evening, my friends. It's Mark from English on Command. I'm your English, not a teacher, I'm your English friend here. I'm trying to help you learn and master your conversational English. And today we're going to learn a bunch of really nice, really popular, and useful phrasal verbs. All right, you ready? So those are rip off, wear out, pull out, turn out, catch on.Let's go one by one and practice them and learn. So, rip off. R-I-P, off, rip off. So, by the way, all these words, you can find them in the description to this podcast. All right, and I suggest you to go there and practice them more after this episode. But anyway, rip off. You probably heard this one. That's a good phrasal verb. It means to steal something. To steal an idea, a design. Something not...physical, right? You can steal a car, but you can rip off someone's idea or a song or a movie. Okay? For example, the song was ripped off from an old hit, right? So the song was ripped off. Okay? So by the way, I suggest you to find your example for this word. All right? You can text me on Instagram. The link is in the description. I will check if it's correct. Okay? So this is rip off number one. Again, repeat after me. Rip off. Yeah? Good. All right. Next one. Wear out. W-E-A-R. Out. Wear out. What is it? Wear out. Well, it means to make someone or something...Very, very, very tired. It could be anything. It could be your clothes, right? If you wear your t-shirt every time, all day long, every day for a month, it will be worn out really fast. Or your shoes, your sneakers, anything. Or your tires. So if you drive a car, you have tires, the rubber things on the wheels. Yep, they could be worn out as well. Or we could say it about you as a person.For example, all this studying is wearing me out. It's so hard, right, guys? When you study, when you are in school, in university, you have to learn so much stuff. You have to be good at so many things. It could wear you out. It is wearing me out. Yep, wear out. Or another good one, burn. You know, like that energy drink, burn. Burn out. So all this studying is burning me out. Burning me out means...I'm done. That's it. It's, you know, sometimes when people decide to commit a suicide, to die, well, they are burnout, we could say that. Or it doesn't have to be that extreme. It could mean it's just you don't want to do anything. You would just want to stay at home and eat chocolate, ice cream, and watch TV without doing anything at all. Burn you out. All right. So one more time, repeat after me. Rip off. Do you remember what is it? What is rip off? You tell me.Yeah, think about it. Okay, give me an example for rip-off. All right, next one. Wear out. Yeah, good. Okay, wear out. Next one in our list for today is pull out. Pull out. Pull out, like a door. So if you go and you have a anywhere you have a door, you can pull or you can push.You push the door to open, or you pull it closer to yourself. You're pulling the door. Also, the car, right? Some cars, they are front-wheel drive. So these wheels are pulling the car, like horses pulling the car. And some cars are rear-wheel drive, at the back of the car, rear-wheel drive. So in this case, wheels are pushing the car. Okay, in this case, pull out means to withdraw, like withdraw money.Right? You withdraw money from the ATM, you take them out. So pull out means to stop being involved in something, in activity, event, agreement, anything. Pull out. Let's say the investor has to pull out of the business. In this case, it means to pull out his money from the business, right? At the last moment, that investor decided to pull out of the deal.Right, stop, to back out. You could say back out or pull out. When you say pull out, usually it means something like money. If you back out, you back out yourself. But you can use both. It's not such a big difference. All right, again, rip off, wear out, pull out, burn out, back out. So many words, guys. All right, memorize them, put them in your brain, make a story. By the way, yeah, that's how we learn. You make a big story of all of them together. Try to connect the dots. Make one big, nice story. Write it down. Spend some time doing it. You will remember it this way. And you can text me your story on Instagram. The link is in the description. I will check if you have any mistakes. Okay? That's a really important part if you really want to master them and practice and learn. All right, two more we have. Turn out. Turn out. Turn out. Turn out is to develop or end or finish in a particular way. To prove something, right? To turn out. Like, imagine you had a big test coming, right? And you were so afraid, but this test is so hard. I don't know what to do, so hard. But then it turned out to be so easy. The test turned out to be so easy, so you got it, no problem, right? The test turned out to be beyond your abilities. Sometimes it could be more than you expect, right? So turnout means you expect something, but then it turned out something different. It's easier, or if it's harder, it's more expensive, or it's cheaper. Something else. It turned out something else. All right, and one more we have. Catch on. Catch on is to become popular, to catch on. That song is so good, it's catching on. It means people start to listen to that band, to that song, more and more and more. I don't know, you go to Spotify, you go to the radio station anywhere, and that song is super, super, super popular. Or we could say it's catchy. You know, sometimes you hear a song and it's in your brain, it's all the time in your brain, you can see it for a few days, maybe for a week. You're walking, you're driving, and that song is in your brain, you're singing that song. It's called catchy. Catchy, catchy, catchy song. All right, guys, good job. Now, that's it. That's it for today. Now, repeat after me again. Rip off. Yeah. Wear out. What is wear out? Do you remember? Yeah. Okay. Burnout. What's burnout? What's the difference between wear out and burnout? You tell me. Think about it. Okay. Next one. Pull out. Back out, pull out. Yeah, investor has to pull out or back out of the business, of the deal. Good. Next one we have, turn out. To develop or end in a particular way, right? And the test turned out to be much easier than you expected. Yep, it turned out to be way easier. Good. Next. Catch on. To become popular. The song is catching on. Yep. All right, so those are all the words for today, guys. Good job. You can find all these words in the description to this podcast and your homework for today, guys. Take all these words, make a story together with them, and send it to me on Instagram. I will check if you have mistakes, okay? That is really, really, really important. All right, now I will read you a little dialogue using all these words. And your job is to listen very carefully and to find every single word in this story and understand the meaning. Okay? You ready? Let's go. Nina and Nicole, they talk about a fashion show that Nicole has visited. So let's listen to the dialogue between them.
So, how did the fashion show turn out?
Completely disappointing. There was nothing new. All the clothes were ripped off from other designers. I saw nothing original.
Really?
Well, that's a surprise. I think I heard some critics say the collection is a breath of fresh air and that it might catch on.
Well, that's not what I heard. There are rumors that the designer is pulling out of Fashion Week after the show.
I feel bad for the designer. I'm sure all the pressure is wearing him out.
Yeah, but he should have tried harder. If you want to succeed in that kind of business, you have to put a lot of effort into it.
Alright guys, I know it's not my best performance, but I hope you did find all the words in this dialogue, so you know how to use them. Alright, I'll read you a little story, one more story. So now again, you look for these words and understand the meaning, okay? So, a hard day for Frank, it's called. So Frank has his very own clothing store, and he's a big fish in the fashion industry. All designers want their clothes to be sold at Frank's. Frank chooses only those designs that he thinks are original and will catch on quickly. When he saw Andy's summer collection, he was utterly disappointed. It turned out that most of Andy's designs were ripped off from other designers. Eventually, Frank decided to pull out his collection and check out other designers. However, all of them were equally disappointing. By the end of the day, after all the fashion shows he had attended, Frank was completely worn out. Alright guys, so that's it for today. I hope you remember your homework. What's your homework? Yeah, you write down a story with all these phrasal verbs. You go to the description of this podcast, you take them, and you write a story and you send it to me and I'll check it, okay? This is very important. This is a really good memory technique. Also, as a bonus for today, I will also post it to the description, a little tongue twister. You know what's a tongue twister? Tongue, it's in your mouth, right? And twister is that twisting emotion, right? You're breaking something, so breaking your tongue. It's a little story, which is very hard to read. And your job is to read it fast, to read it emotionally with English melody, right? You go up, you go down, you pause. Let me show you. That's the story, you can find it in the description. Everybody's heard of Peter Piper and the pack of pickled peppers that he picked. That's such a silly, simple children's game. It hasn't even got a name. But I'd like to bet that it will trip you, and I bet you're gonna have to say you're licked. If Peter Piper pronounced with this, then twisted tongue run this. Okay, so next episode, guys, I will tell you how to properly do that English melody. You know, when you learn Japanese or German or Spanish or English, you have that melody of the language. You can recognize the language without even understanding the language. So that melody, the English melody, we are going to practice next time. It's very easy to do, but you know, so many students of mine, they are not doing it. All right, so this is for tomorrow, for the next episode. May I remind you, if you want to learn English with me online, you can find me on iTalki. The link is in the description. Yep. So you can go there, you can book a lesson with me, and we can practice English together. Okay, that's it for now. Thank you for listening so much. Go have a great day, guys. Practice English, don't forget. That's it. Bye-bye.